I apologize if this scripture is redundant to some of you, but I have really been felt called this week on this scripture, and it has changed. I was trying to come up with something the Spirit was going to tell me to preach from this morning, and I had what I thought was a wonderful message. However, God kept working on me, and especially since Wednesday night, and it came to culmination yesterday or day before yesterday when Julie and I were talking. If you have your Bibles with you, please stand and turn with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 7. It's just a very important passage of Scripture, especially right now. Please stand and turn with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 7. We're going to read right now just the 14th verse. And this was kind of our theme Wednesday night on our prayer service. So let me read these words to you. The Lord says, "If my people who are called by my name humble themselves, pray, and seek my face, and turn from their ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and heal their land."
Amen.
This is God's word for our people this morning. Please be seated. You know, when someone that you love, and we just saw it a few minutes ago with Paula, when someone that you love is hurting, we've heard it in our prayer request, when someone's hurting, be it a health issue, an emotional issue, you hurt with them. You pain, you struggle, you worry, you fret over them. You're constantly thinking about them. You pray for their relief. That's what you do. It's what Christians do anyway. Well, let me say to you this morning that America is in bad shape. Okay? America's in bad shape. America's hurting. The church is confused. America's hurting economically, socially, politically, culturally, emotionally, from a terroristic standpoint. We have police altercations with whites and blacks. We have protests just going on all over the place. We have innocent people being killed. We have officers being killed. We have homosexuals in our country taking over just about every aspect of society. America's in need of healing. Healing in our economy, healing in our schools, healing in our government, healing in our churches, healing in our marriages, healing in our hearts. We need a healing. And even though I may have preached on this scripture not too long ago, or I brought it up at least in one of our services, but the prayer service of the night really just kind of spoke to my heart. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from their ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive them and heal their land. As I read this message from God, there are a lot of very hopeful, very positive, very encouraging, very prophetic words in verse 14 of 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Did you hear any of those words this morning? Was there any hopeful words in it to you? Anybody? The most important word. What would you think the most important word is in that scripture? Anybody got a clue? What's the most important word?
Prayer.
Prayer. It's good. That's a good answer. And to you, I think it may be. You know what the most important word in that scripture to me is? If. If. I mean, that basically says, He knows we may not do it. If. What's that saying? If a frog had wings, you know what I'm talking about? If. I won't go on the rest of it. You've heard it before. I don't want to get kicked out this early. The first half of this verse is all about what you and I must do. Those who are called by my name. We're called by His name. if we will humble ourselves, and if we will pray, if we will return to God and exercise that connection with Him, if we will seek His face, if we will turn from our current condition, even if that condition is unparalleled with God. That's what the first half of that verse talks about. It's about what we must do. But the second half of that verse talks about what God will do. He will hear us. He will forgive us. And He will heal us. Now, I want you to notice something about this passage of Scripture. It's been one that's talked about a lot about healing of America and our churches and our community and people, whatever. But this verse concentrates not on the world, but Israel. And what's wrong with Israel. This verse concentrates not on what's wrong with our country, but what's wrong with us. The country has nothing to do with it. It's us that this scripture is talking about. We aren't humbling ourselves anymore. We aren't praying as much anymore. We aren't seeking God anymore. We aren't turning from our ways anymore. Our condition, though, is not fatal. Let me give you the good news. The condition is not fatal. We have hope. We have hope. And that hope, though, is rooted in God's Word. That hope is contingent upon communicating with God through prayer. That hope is rooted in the belief that when life throws us curves and gets tough, God is still good. He is still on the throne and has a plan and purpose for us as an individual and as a nation. That's one of the reasons I began the prayer service on Wednesday nights. Now, can we pray at home? Sure, we can. Most certainly. Can we pray alone instead of coming together with a group? Of course we can. But should we? Should we? See, the Word calls for people to come together in prayer. Three verses of Scripture I want to share with you. Matthew 18, verse 20 says, "For where there are two or three gathered in My name, there I will be among them." 1 Thessalonians 5:11 says, "Therefore encourage one another and build up one another just as you are being done." That together. And the third one is James 5:14. "If there's anyone among you sick, let him call for the people of the church, pray to come and pray over them, anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayers of the faithful will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise them up." Can you pray alone? Yes. But I challenge us as a church to pray together. I challenge you as a husband or a wife to get your spouse by the hand, even if it is for that 1 minute from 8 to 8:01, and say, "Let's pray together for our family. Let's pray together for our church. Let's pray together for our country." Trust me, you can't get all that in 60 seconds. I've tried. It don't work. But you can get started. Take your children by the hand and just pray with them for 60 seconds. See, 3,000 years ago, God made a promise to King Solomon, and it's important for us to understand it, and it's appropriate for us today. I believe it's a promise not just for King Solomon, but for America, for St. Paul, for Fort Payne, for Alabama, for the entire country and the world. But it all hinges on one word. If. The big if. See, this is a healing prescription for our church, St. Paul. If. This is a prescription for healing for Fort Payne. If. This is a prescription for our American culture. If. See, God is speaking to His people, the nation of Israel. But I believe God is speaking this morning to His people again, the members and visitors of St. Paul. I believe God wants to heal His people and heal this land that we reside in. But in order for this promise to be realized, There's some things that we have to do. As I said earlier, we must demonstrate humility. If we humble ourselves. My conviction here is, and as your spiritual leader, is I believe in humility. We must humble ourselves. Take the lead. Sometimes it's uncomfortable. Take the initiative to be humbling. Not blaming others, but blaming ourselves for not being what we are called to be. See, churches don't function if the people fall. We don't know what the source of our problem is. Well, I can tell us what most of it is. It's pride. We think sometimes we know better than God because we live this life. We know what our circumstances are. It's pride that causes us to be connected from God on a personal level. We forget sometimes that we even need God. Well, let me tell you this morning, I need God. We need God. America needs God. And we have to be honest about ourselves, our sinfulness, our shortcomings, and genuine humility, cry out to God to forgive us. We also need to pray with intensity. If, it says, we will pray. We must step up that intensity. Just, you know, praying, you know, quietly and everything, and is not, there's nothing wrong with it, but there's no intensity in it. Intensity and tenacity in our prayers. Oftentimes our intensity doesn't increase until it becomes personal, until it really hits us home where it really hurts. Well, in my opinion, it's getting personal, especially in our country now. I say it's time that we intensify our prayers. If we don't, who's going to? There ain't no other country praying for us. And we must seek God with urgency. Urgency. If we seek, it says, if we seek. This is not just something casual God is calling for us. It's supposed to be our passion. It's about our priorities. Very few people actually seek God intently and urgently anymore until a crisis hits. Fact is, a crisis has hit this country now. We must also repent or change our sincerity. It says, if we turn. You know, a lot of people use the word, if we turn from our wicked ways. Well, it doesn't always have to be about wickedness. It can be just simply about complacency. It can be about monotonous. It can be about disconcernment. It can be about just simply forgetting. If we want healing in our country, if we want healing in our churches, if we want healing in our families, if we want healing in ourselves, we must change with sincerity. And it starts with us. To repent is to change. To change your mind, to change how you think, and to change your heart. And when we change the way we think and the way we act and the way we respond, God changes His interaction with us as well. We change the way we think about our values, our people, our past, our present, and our future. It becomes a paradigm shift. Look, America is in deep trouble. You know it and I know it. The Methodist Church is in deep trouble. You know it and I know it. And if God is going to judge us, I want to be judged on my knees, not standing looking around confused. He'll start with the Christians when He starts judging. He's not going to start with the non-believers. He's going to start with the believers because we are responsible. America will not be healed just because we pass certain laws, elect certain people, boycott certain places. America can only be great again. I've heard that term so much I'm sick of it almost hearing it. America will be great again. America will only be great again because of the prayers of the faithful. Not the president or a policy, but persistent, passionate, purpose-driven prayer. See, great spiritual victories are accompanied by spiritual attacks. Our society, Christians, expect God to help them. Faithlessness breeds apathy, and it undermines God's work through us. Apathy expects the same result without having to take on any responsibility. Apathy breeds prayerlessness. And when we fail to pray, we fail. As we close this morning, I want to thank God in advance. I want to thank God for your change and my change. I want to thank Him in advance for our church's change. I want to thank Him for our political environment change. I want to thank Him in advance for our attitude change. And I want to close with another passage of Scripture. If you read just a few verses further in 2 Chronicles, and this to me summarizes and closes perfectly with what I want to convey to you today. 2 Chronicles in verse 15 says, God says, "Now with my eyes open and my ears attentive to the prayers that are being made in this place, for now I have chosen and I consecrate this house that my name will be there forever. My eyes and my heart will be there for all time. And as for you, if you walk before me as David walked, doing according to all that I have commanded, keeping my statutes and my rules, then I will establish you on a royal throne." That is what God says. If. Big word. If. I don't know what else to say to you this morning. It's all about if. If we respond. If we pray. If we seek. If we humble. It's a big word. So this morning as we close, I have asked Mike, who's about to have surgery tomorrow, and anyone else that wants to come forward and allow us to anoint them with oil, as the word says, lay hands upon them and pray for their healing. Would you please come and join me? Mike, if you'd come on down. And like I said, if anyone else wants to be anointed, stand right beside Mike. Come and join us.
I'm going to stand in Susan's, in Wanda's.